The GAA has, as you've been hearing, ordered a replay of the All-Ireland Senior Club football final between Dublin's Kilmacud Crokes and Glen from County Derry. The decision was taken after a hearing last night of the Central Competitions Control Committee. Glen, you'll recall, objected to the awarding of the match to Kilmacud after it emerged that the Dublin champions had 16 players on the pitch during the final minutes of the game. Well, let's talk now to GAA reporter and host of RT's upcoming Saturday game, Damien Lawler, who's on the line. Damien, thanks indeed for taking the time to talk to us. So we had this meeting last night of the Central Competitions Control Committee, and now an announcement this morning there's to be a replay, or will there?
That's a really good question, Brian. Good afternoon to you. The hearing took place last night at Croke Park. Two members of Glen Club, two members of Kilmacud Crokes GAA Club as well, Brian. Don't forget, Crokes won that final by 2 points, but at 16 players on the field for the very last attack. Crucially, Conor Casey replaced Dara Mullen, who did not immediately go off. From there, anyway, the game went, in Crokes' favour. Glen fairly quickly sought clarification from the GAA when that clarification was given, that it was in the club's own interest, own possessions to go forward or not. They decided to launch an objection. Kilmacud Crokes had 3 days to counter-object. They did that. The hearing took place last night, and now we've been informed that a replay has been awarded. And now the great question is, will that replay actually go ahead? There's a couple of issues there, Brian. Mm-hmm. When could you actually play it? The weekend of March 11th and 12th looks possible to me, because it's a break from the Allianz Football League action. But crucially then, will Kilmacud Crokes actually want to play a replay? Will they have any interest in it? They have made no public statement on that yet, Brian, but all the indications were it wasn't something of huge interest to them up to last night.
Right. And what about the process now at Croke Park? Is that an end to it, or there other further stages, or could there be further stages?
Yeah, there certainly there could be further stages, Brian. I suppose the GAA rulebook has been brought out quite a bit in this. The last night's decision was made under Rule 6.44, and now under Rule 7.1, Crokes can decide to go ahead with an appeal, and that appeal will go to the Central Appeals Committee. They've got 3 days to get an answer in on that front, and if it goes further, it's possible that it can go even further still. This case can go all the way to the Dispute Resolution Authority if no definite decision or a definite agreement is made from the possible Crokes appeal. So it's very, very messy, Brian, and it's tarnished probably the result of a fine club final, but it's a long way from being resolved just yet.
All right, it does seem so. Damien, thanks very much for that, Damien Lawler.